In the heart of West Africa, where the sun kisses the horizon and the rhythms of life pulse through every village, a story began to emerge that would shake the very foundations of an emerging nation. This is the tale of Ibrahim Traoré, a common man caught in the whirlwind of greed, betrayal, and the desperate quest for oil that transformed his quiet village into the epicenter of a national scandal. N.N. Ibrahim was not an extraordinary man. He was a humble farmer, revered in his village for his wisdom and compassion. Every morning, as the roosters heralded the dawn, he would rise before the sun and tend to his crops, nurturing the land that had nurtured his ancestors. His life was simple yet fulfilling, surrounded by the lush beauty of his homeland and the laughter of his children. But beneath this tranquil surface lay a secret that would bring his world crashing down. NNTHE's global appetite for oil had reached Nigeria, fueling a frenzy among politicians and businessmen alike, desperate to stake their claim. Unbeknownst to Ibrahim, beneath his land lay black gold, a treasure that would turn friend against friend and neighbor against neighbor. One fateful night, as Ibrahim sat before the fire, a stranger approached his home, cloaked in shadows and intrigue. "N.N., good evening, Ibrahim," the man said, his voice smooth as silk. "I bring news that could change your life forever." This stranger was Malik, an ambitious geologist hired by a multinational corporation to locate oil reserves across the region. After an hour of anxious conversation, Malik revealed that tests had confirmed the presence of oil beneath Ibrahim's land, an astounding fortune that could solve all his financial woes. And at first, Ibrahim felt elated, his imagination running wild with visions of wealth and opportunity. He could see his children receiving the best education, his village prospering. They could build schools, hospitals, and roads. But with this promise came a maelstrom of incentives and threats. The corporation offered Ibrahim a contract, laden with fine print and dusted with corruption. In exchange for a percentage of the profits, they would take control of the land, promising him riches beyond his wildest dreams. As the sun rose, illuminating the village in a golden glow, Ibrahim found himself at a crossroads. After sleepless nights and consulting with his elders, he chose to read the contract in detail. What seemed to shine like a bright star upon first glance unraveled into a constellation of deceit, property rights, environmental destruction, and local community exploitation woven through fine print that took advantage of a native man's naivety. N.N., determined to protect his land and his people, Ibrahim sought out allies among the villagers, speaking to them about the peril of falling for false promises. Together they rallied, beginning a grassroots movement to defend their rights. They gathered in the village square every evening, sharing meals made from the day's harvest while discussing ideas and strategies to confront the corporation. The community spirit swelled, drawing people from neighboring villages who had heard of Ibrahim's resolve. NNBUT their movements did not go unnoticed. The corporation dispatched agents to undermine the solidarity they had built, attempting to sow discord and panic through rumors and threats. Villagers began to turn against each other, tempted by promises of wealth and a better life. It was a fierce battle of ideals, as some broke ranks, lured away by shiny offers of cash and praises of a new life. Ibrahim was determined to fight the tide, knowing the consequences would be catastrophic for their land and culture. N.N.'s months turned into years. Ibrahim turned his humble home into a hub of resistance. They organized campaigns, wrote letters to government officials, and got the attention of environmental activists from across the globe, all amplifying their struggle for justice. His village became a beacon of hope, a place where people refused to let greed dictate their future. Ibrahim's message was clear: the earth and its resources belong to the people who cherish and protect them. And in a dramatic twist, as the global demand for fossil fuels soared and the threat of environmental catastrophes grew, the villagers' voices began to echo in higher places. Media coverage of their struggle ignited interest across the world, and Ibrahim soon found himself at the center of a documentary showcasing the resilience of the people against corporate tyranny. The film caught the eye of influential figures, transforming Ibrahim from a mere farmer into a symbol of resistance, leading to international support and protests against the corporation's practices. And with unforeseen allies at their side, the villagers stood strong against mounting pressures, filing lawsuits that contested the contract's legality. They meticulously documented every misstep made by the corporation, gathering their strength like the ripe harvest of fall, ready to confront anyone who threatened their legacy. Stories of their courage spread beyond borders, and soon Ibrahim was invited to speak at global summits on environmental protection and indigenous rights. And years of struggle culminated in a historic court ruling that favored the villagers, declaring that they had the right to their land and resources, a groundbreaking victory that sent ripples through the air. The corporation was forced to withdraw, echoing their defeat across the industry like thunderous applause. And Ibrahim Traoré would forever be remembered not just as a farmer, but as a protector of his land and people, whose heart shone bright against the corruption that sought to consume it. His village flourished, finding strength in unity, and he learned that true wealth lies not in gold, but in the loyalty of one's people and the undying love for one's homeland. And today, Ibrahim's story is told amongst the villagers as a reminder, a fable of despair turned into triumph, demonstrating that even the smallest voices can roar like lions when united in purpose. And thus, in the heart of West Africa, Ibrahim Traoré became a name spoken of with reverence, a beacon of hope in a world often overshadowed by greed. His legacy lived on, reminding future generations that the land they stand on is sacred, and its protection rests in their hands.